Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Was it telling that Sam Howell received the first snaps at quarterback in UNC spring game? This is Dakota with Wednesday's Sports Notebook. Carolina's quarterback situation has been a major question mark ever since Mitchell Trubisky departed for the NFL. And now, with Nathan Elliott leaving for a graduate assistant position and Chaz Surratt switching positions, UNC is left with three freshmen to choose from. Howell was Mack Brown's first big win on the recruiting trail, and Howell flipped from ACC powerhouse Florida State to the Tar Heels at the end of the cycle. He was the highest-rated recruit in UNC's class, and the highest-rated quarterback to commit to UNC since Bryn Renner in 2009. Howell doesn't have a huge arm, but he can make all the throws on the field. Just look at his 42-yard touchdown pass in the spring game as an example. He's also mobile, but not a true dual threat. Also contending for the job are Cade Fortin and Jace Reuter, both of whom qualified for a redshirt last season. Fortin started two games for UNC and showed some promise as a passer. He's the prototypical pocket passer, a guy who was willing to stand in the pocket and make a throw. On the flip side, Reuter is a true dual threat. He isn't a burner, but he can make defenses pay if they don't respect the QB run game. Brown was quick to praise his quarterbacks after the game and said it was a good problem to have three talented guys to choose from. However, there is one area that this position group is severely lacking, and that is experience. Luckily, it seems like UNC is set for the long haul with Brown. He has the luxury of time to develop a quarterback, whether it be Howell, Fortin, or Reuter. But after 2 years of bad quarterback play, it's time for UNC to finally find their guy. This is Dakota. Archansky will be back tomorrow.